Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Me and Terrell Farley just having a heated argument. No, we're having some fun chatting some Nebraska football during the break. All right, be sure to check out Bach and the Black Shirt after this wonderful program is over, 1 to 3 o'clock. All right, Jake. Well, first of all, is there anything off the text line that we should chat about?
I just saw some thoughts from John in Cortland. Says, star rankings, the only rankings that matter is the one at season's end. So he's already looking at the finished product.
Well, I mean, we all know that's true, but what fun is that? What are we supposed to do in the meantime, man? What else, right. You got there, Jake?
That's all for now.
All right. I don't know if my headphones are working correctly. I couldn't hear you, but I could hear the music. So that's all right. Just yell and scream, and I'll figure it out in the process. All right. Do you watch much WNBA or follow Caitlin Clark very much?
I will say I follow the WNBA a little bit more now that Caitlin Clark is there. And it's almost hard not to. It's good because there's be some fights or something going on. There's news about it. It's a good deal.
It's hockey. There's always fights.
That's right.
Is she the most popular basketball player, active basketball player? It's probably still Michael Jordan. You can debate that. The most popular active basketball player on planet Earth today. What do you think?
Oh, again, I think LeBron's probably up there. Kevin Durant. I don't know. There's probably a few names in the NBA, but she's right up there.
You stared right at me like, really? Really? All right. That's not what I want to debate. So Caitlin Clark, all right, has brought a lot of attention to the WNBA. Some people like it. Some people don't, et cetera, et cetera. But one more question, actually, before I dive into this. What do you think of Skip Bayless?
I think he's done incredible for what for his job, like for his field, right? I think sometimes he says stuff to get a reaction. I think he's a little bit too much at times. So I don't take everything he says, with a grain of salt.
So Skip has had an insanely successful career, as you pointed out. I personally was never a fan. Like when you, what did he call Chris Bosh Spice or something like that? He would come up with disrespectful nicknames for pro athletes, try to get a rise out of them, then try to get them on the show. You know, again, incredibly successful individual. I always felt like he kind of used disrespect to pro athletes to elevate himself, and he kind of used other people to elevate himself, which I get doing. I always just felt like he did it in a more negative rather than a positive manner. So I was not his biggest fan. But I know that Caitlin's had a bit of an up and down season so far, and she's been injured and banged up and whatever. So I came across this article. Skip Bayless calls Caitlin Clark out amid slump, and I quote, "Not a great 3-point shooter," end quote. All right, I just want your initial thoughts on not a great 3-point shooter. What are your thoughts on that?
I think she is a pretty great 3-point shooter, especially when you consider they're different threes. That's what people have. You can't just look at 3-point percentage and say, okay, everybody's goal is to stop Caitlin Clark when she crosses half court. She'll launch it. And every 3-point shooter goes through their ups and downs. And so you're going to have times when she's not shooting well. But the difficulty of her 3-point shots compared to, you know, a point guard or anybody getting in the middle, kicking it out to a catch and shoot three, she doesn't get as many of those, right? She's kind of the ball distributor and somebody that has to create her own threes a lot.
I think you allocated that beautifully. Now, her 3-point, her shooting percentage has, I'm going to use the word plummeted because I think she's going to ricochet right back up because she is a great 3-point shooter, but it's gone down immensely lately. Now, there's always the drama that's not always, but there seems to be a lot of drama that goes on surrounding her games. Some players like her, some players don't. She gets beat up, she gets whatever. Okay, she gets eyeballs and she's a heck of a player. I know that. She's been injured a little bit this year. She came back, had a phenomenal game against the New York Liberty, and has struggled ever since. But Indiana Fever guard Caitlin Clark was struggling immensely from 3-point range before she suffered a growing injury That is Kepler sidelined for the past two games. In her three contests before news broke out of this growing ailment, which she could be returning from during the Fever's July 1st game against the Minnesota Lynx, which is today, she shot 1 of 23 from behind the arc, which is 4.35%. Of course, even the world's best shooters are prone to occasional cold streaks. How can Clark be considered one of the best shooters in the first place? Sports media personality Skip Bayless said, and he doesn't seem to think that she should be, on his episode of the Skip Bayless Show, which actually just aired today. All right, and I quote, "It's definitely not inhumane to wonder about her if she goes 1 for 23. When people have said that she's a Steph Curry of the WNBA, I mean, 1 for 23 is a shocking slump that at least deserves a mention, at least deserves a question asked to Caitlin," Bateland said per his YouTube channel. "She's not a great three-point shooter. She actually was better in college shooting threes than she has been in pro basketball. I mean, last year as a rookie, she shot 34.4%, which ranked 30th in the league. I mean, that wasn't great," he added. Bayless has his stats correct, all right, according to this article that is talking about what Skip said, as Clark shot 37.7% from threes across her legendary college career. Her career WNBA three-point shooting percentage is 33.5. Now, people have cited several potential factors for Clark's shooting percentage in her rookie 2024 season being down from her college numbers, mainly because she was coming off a full college campaign and was likely tired, although those same factors don't apply this year. I will say, like Paige Beckers, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, anybody who's coming from college to the WNBA, you literally play in the Final Four or a national championship game, and like 1 month later, your WNBA season starts. That has to be a grind and a bit of a challenge. So I think that's fair to point that out as well. All right, now, in this article, to close it off, they did say, however, it is certainly possible Clark's injuries have impacted her performance from beyond the arc. So here's my takeaway. She's a great three-point shooter. I think it's not ass a 7, not ass a 8. It's ass a 9 to try to say otherwise. I do liken her to a degree to a Steph Curry and his three-point shooting abilities. Now, I still think Steph Curry is the greatest shooter of all time. So just because I liken her to him doesn't mean I think she's as good as he is. Also, she's young. She's only going to get better and better. The grind of a rookie season, I could see how that would catch up. I mean, she does get a lot of physicality that comes her way that is specifically directed at her, whether you support it or you do not. It is directed at her. And frankly, it made a star out of Sophie Cunningham when her teammate stood up for her. She gained over 500,000 followers on social media, Sophie did, within 48 hours. So when I say made a star, like it legit made a star out of her. Okay. When you think about Caitlin, I think she's incredibly entertaining. She does a lot of great things. And I personally think she's a great shooter. I think people do need to keep in mind, hey, last year it probably was tough going straight from a college season to a WNBA season. The injuries, and I don't know the totality, the severity of the injuries. I know she's missed games. You know, who knows how much they're affecting or not affecting her. I do think it is fair. And I was listening to a podcast the other day, and it was a guest, Steve Kim, came on and basically said she needed to get mentally tougher. They didn't call her mentally soft, but basically said she needed to get tougher. And I still am like, in the back of my mind, I can't help but like, I think sometimes people see pro athletes and college athletes as names and faces on a video game that you could cut, trade, and delete, and that's all you are. Like, there's not a human being factor in there at some point. I am the ultimate blue-collar, in-your-face, smash-mouth, going-to-hit-you-right-in-the-mouth type of guy. That is me to a T, okay? It doesn't mean I'm infallible. I'm still a human being, and I would say Caitlin Clark, whether you like her, whether you don't, whether you're happy about her success or not, whether you like the publicity or you don't, you have to admit, she's got a target on her back, and that has to be wearing on her a little bit. And I'm curious to see, as the season unfolds, does she get healthier? Does she bounce back? Does she get more in rhythm? Like, Angel Reese's team is awful. They're not going to make the playoffs. Caitlin Clark's team has a shot to make a run. Okay, and that great game versus the New York Liberty, by the way, the Liberty may be the team that wins it all, or a team that's at least in the WNBA finals playing for a championship at the end. So to me, I'm curious to see when she comes back on the court, how she is physically. Hopefully she's completely healed. But how does she handle all this that's been thrown her way for going on ever since this in the finals Final Four, what was that, 3-4 years ago? How does she bounce back and handle that? And is she refreshed a little bit? Does that all kind of make sense? And what are your thoughts on it there, Jake?
Yeah, I think it does. And she's, you know, sometimes when you kind of compare her to Steph Curry, I mean, she's kind of a volume shooter, right? So, you know, maybe more back in kind of like an Allen Iverson or something, you're going to have nights where you're 6 of 19 and you don't exactly look perfect, but you get the offense rolling. Again, the defense is focused in on her. And that's to the point. I think she's second in the league right now in assists per game.
Mm-hmm. So, people, you know, you put that great up point. There.
Yeah. Yep. But I mean, it goes with negatives too. She's number one by far in turnovers per game.
yep, fair point.
So she averages like 5.9 turnovers right now, 5.6 in a rookie season. For comparison's sake, Trae Young led the NBA in turnovers per game at 4.7 this past year. And that was the highest since Russell Westbrook in 2021. So, and there are things that would say maybe she's a little overrated. I don't know if she's the best player in the league, and she's by far the most notable player in the game, or noteworthy or recognizable.
Entertaining.
Entertaining. How about that? Yeah. So you can kind of factor in all those things, but is she supposed to be the Steph Curry or the Michael Jordan or whatever you want to put it of the WNBA in this early in her second season? That's somewhat of an unfair expectation, but again, it comes with the price of being as famous as she is.
So when you said, I've always thought of her as like Steph Curry, because to compare her to Michael Jordan, you got to remember Michael Jordan got the crap beat out of him by the Bad Boy Pistons. Is this her version of getting beat up, not by the Bad Boy Pistons, but by like the rest of the league? Is this how they're toughening her up, so to speak? Will this actually make her better down the road, you think, if she can get through it?
Certainly could.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let us know your thoughts. Feel free to text into the text line. What's that number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.